This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Good morning. It's 8:32 in the KQEN newsroom. And for the Morning Conversation today, we are joined by some wonderful folks ready to tell us all about the Sister Cities organization. And good morning. Can you give us a little bit more about, just introduce yourself and more about the Sister Cities organization?
Good morning, Ashley. I'm Janet Johnston, president of Roseburg Sister Cities. And we're excited to share this brand new event that we're doing for Roseburg Sister Cities benefit, a sake and sushi tasting in at the Secret Wine Society in Oakland on October 1st, which happens to be World Sake Day. We thought that was appropriate. And we're encouraging, we have extended our deadline for registration and RSVP until this coming Sunday, but it's too late to send in. We were doing it by mail to our PO box, and it's a little too late for that. So we're looking to have everyone call the Secret Wine Society for their reservations at either, we have a few openings at 3:30 and very limited at 6 o'clock for the seatings. But we would encourage anyone who's been thinking about it to go ahead and get their reservations in.
Well, and it's amazing, too. Could you tell us a little more about Jess, who's going to be there with her love of the kitchen to serve everyone?
We're so excited to have Jess coming down from Seattle for us. And she has been very involved with sharing her native sushi and Japanese cuisine. And she had, in 2019, she was selected to be on a Japanese television program for her inari sushi. If you know what that is, it's like little pockets of rice. And we'll have some of that available at our dinner. She even had a small film crew come out to her house in Washington and filmed the process of preparing the sushi, and then took her to Japan for 5 days of filming. So she has a business where she does sushi for events. And she was very generous. Her our chairman is related to her. And so she was very generous to offer her services to us.
I have to say,
we'll be happy to have her here.
I have to say, I think this might be the first time in history where it's before 9 o'clock in the morning and I'm already craving sushi. Oh, so now that I'm good and hungry, though.
So I think it'll be nice for people to have an opportunity to taste sushi. I think people have a misunderstanding that it's raw fish. It has to be raw fish, but there's a lot of different kinds. And so some of it will be, but not all of it. So I think don't let that, you know, some people say, oh, I couldn't do that because I don't do raw fish. But you would be surprised. And it's going to be very tasty. And the other thing is the sake. I don't think a lot of people are familiar with sake. And Robert is from the Secret Wine Society is quite an expert on the different kinds of sake, different styles, and how to choose your sake. And some of it's going to be individual taste, but he goes to Japan frequently and is very familiar with the different types. And sometimes, you know, there's some that you heat, there's some that you keep cool, there's some that you just eat at drink at room temperature. And it's all rice-based. And so what I've found is that you don't have a hangover the next day if you're drinking sake. Not that we're going to serve enough to inebriate anyone because you have to drive, but I think people might be pleasantly surprised when they try it.
Well, so you mentioned that Robert Douglas and then Jess, the chef that's going to be coming down. So some not just having the sushi and sake tastings, but really from people who know their stuff in these areas.
Yes. So yeah, I think, you know, I know Robert said, I have people on in my Secret Wine Society group that would love to have sushi here in town. They go out of town for it. So We're happy to bring it to Roseburg and area. And so to sign up for reservations, it's $100 each. And you can pay it by Visa by calling the Secret Wine Society in Oakland at 541-529-2200.
And do those who want to participate have to be a certain age?
Must be 21.
Must be 21. Yes. Great. Just making sure. Yeah. I'm yes, well over, I promise. And so this
yeah,
is...
I think,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I think we're... excited that we're getting a good response to our program. And we're an all-volunteer organization. We've been doing exchanges with our sister city in Japan since 1993 for adults, and since about 1987 was the beginning with middle school students. Seventh and eighth graders have been exchanging visits.
And and what is the name of our sister city again?
Kooky City.
It is Kooky City.
It's a little bit different name for us, but it's a very pleasant translation from Japanese. I think it's we started out with Chobu, which some people may remember, and then they merged with Kooky City. So we did a new proclamation in 2016 with the Kooky City mayor. He came over from Japan and to create an official sister city with Kooky City.
Wow.
So we've been operating and just very frustrated because we haven't been able to exchange visits the last 2 years with COVID. And we're just beginning our talks about a group coming next year from Japan. So we need some funds to host them and show them a good time. And so we're starting with this benefit.
Wonderful. Well, and so if somebody wanted some more information about the Sister Cities program, or maybe weren't able to make it to the sake and sushi tasting, but might like to donate to directly to the organization, how would they go about reaching you?
They would call me at Janet Johnston, 541-430-2885.
Excellent.
I'd be happy to give them our P.O. box and any other information they're looking for.
And if people are able to make that sushi and sake tasting to help benefit this program, remind us again how to get tickets and signed up for those seatings.
Okay, so call the Secret Wine Society, 541-529-2200, and request a reservation for either 3:30 seating or 6 p.m. seating, and give them your Visa card number to... charge your card.
Fantastic. Well, that's about it for the morning conversation this morning, but thank you so much for taking some time to speak with us this morning.
Thank you, Ashley. Have a good day.
You too. That's Janet Johnson from the Sister Cities organization. If you want some more information, again, contact her. We've got that contact information in this interview, which will be a podcast at 541radio.com.